Good morning. Hope you're having a wonderful day. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. 833-563-2539 if you ever want to be part of the program. Also, social media-wise, Radio Now AM Show. You can hit us up that way. You can tweet us. You can comment on our Instagram. You can even slide into our DMs, whatever works for you. I saw this, and maybe we can turn it from a negative into a positive. It was 4 to 10 shared their biggest regrets in life. I guess 4 to 10 adults have regrets in their life choices. I don't know if this means like on their deathbed, but just in general in life, you could be a young adult. I'm wondering, what's your biggest regret? I'll go around the room here with me, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, and our technical producer Lenny Bree in Houston. I'll ask him in just 1 second, but I'd like to know if you've got a regret. It doesn't have to be something sad and depressing, but maybe it's like advice for other people listening. Like, you know what? I should focus on that more, like the thing that's really important. 833-563-2539. Now, researchers surveyed 2,000 adults, and like I mentioned, 40% regret how they have lived their lives so far. So they're not totally, you know, at death's bed, but they're close. They say that spending too much time at work, not traveling enough, those were the top regrets. And we've heard that before. That's nothing new. Other regrets included neglecting their health, not spending time with their family, and wishing they had been a better parent to their child. I've had some tough talks with my mom because I know my mom provided and worked hard for me, but she tells me one of her biggest regrets is working so much to try to get that money to take care of us, and she wish she just would have been there physically present with us. And, oh, that's so tough to hear from your mom, you know? It's like, there's nothing you can do. You can try to spend as much time as you have left together with that, but you can't actually go back and do anything about it.
Yeah.
Do you guys actually have any regrets? Like, what about you, Liv the Web Girl?
I'm trying to think. There were times where I was like bratty to my parents when I was in high school and even when I was in college. And I regret that. I definitely think that sometimes when I was in college, I would like not be forced to go home, but feel obligated to go home if it was someone's birthday or whatever it may be. Like, I don't know. It could have been anything. Like, someone had an event going on, whatever. So I felt obligated to go home. And I think sometimes when I did that, I had a bad attitude. Because I had such bad FOMO, like fear of missing out when seeing all my college friends go out. So like looking back, I just realized like how much like that Saturday or Friday night was just so not a big deal. And how like I wish I might have been a little bit more present with my parents and with my family and just like less like bratty and like attitude-ishy.
Yeah, because during my
freshman, during my freshman year of college, I definitely was like that.
What about you, Porkchop? What's the biggest regret in your life so far?
Well, mine is easy. It's just you know, being in the closet for so long and having a relationship and just hiding that for 4 of the 7 years we've been together.
How long were you in the closet when you knew that you were bisexual or gay? Or
well, I mean, when I started dating Chase, which was 7 years ago, I didn't even, right when we started dating, in my mind, I was like, I didn't think I could date a guy.
Okay.
I didn't want to date a guy. So I guess you could say 7 years ago.
Wow. That's a long, long time, man.
Because you remember, like, I am bi, so I like, I always wanted to date girls. I always liked girls. And then I guess, obviously, some point in the mix, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I do like guys, too. And then, but it was never I could date a guy until I just met Chase. Wait, and then it's like, hey, we're dating.
I have a question. So, you know, when you met Chase on Chat Roulette,
mm-hmm.
How old were you?
I was 24.
So didn't you realize kind of then that you were bisexual?
Like, yeah, even most definitely. Before? Of course I did.
Oh, so like before you've got, like a little bit before you guys started dating.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I knew then, but at that point I didn't know I could like actually date a guy.
Got it.
I think that's really relatable, actually both of yours. 833-563-2539. If you have like kind of maybe like the biggest regret. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, what about you? What's your biggest regret so far in life?
My biggest regret so far is cutting off my hair.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, did you cut your hair off?
No. Oh. I did it before.
Because we won't talk to you if you look bad. We're not going to talk to you.
Yeah, exactly. I was at 40,000 followers. Cut my hair.
Wow.
Lost 3,000 overnight.
Ow! Wow. That hurts. Yeah. That's why I don't cut my beard. What? I got to keep it.
How many years ago was this? How old were you?
This was like maybe like 5 or 6 months ago.
Oh, gosh.
But I got all my hair back.
I wouldn't want those 3,000 anyway.
Wait a minute. I haven't even noticed a haircut on you in these past 3 months.
Sorry,
dude.
Lenny.
I deleted all the pictures. I made it seem like it never happened.
Oh my gosh, Lenny Bree, man.
It hurt.
Did you at least archive them, or did you just full on delete?
Oh yeah, I archived them. I'll send you guys some pics of short hair Lenny.
Please do.
I lost my job because of it.
What? What
do you
job?
Mean? What job did you have?
I was working at this catering place, getting $20 an hour. It was nice, but it was really fancy. Mm-hmm. So one day I just come to work and my hair's chopped off and it's all dyed blonde. And my boss was like, go home.
Really? Ooh. Why? Because your hair color was like inappropriate or something?
Well, I'm pretty sure that lady didn't like urban people.
And
I looked
urban
a lot
people.
More urban.
And I look kind of urban.
Urban people, yeah. Got it.
Oh, man.
We are reading what you're putting down.
I don't get it. What is Lenny trying to say? No. Okay, man. Hey, thanks, Lenny Bree, for sharing that, bud. And for me, I think I got tons of regrets in my life. I'm going to do a few of them, but I regret that I've never really addressed my weight issue because I've been so unhappy my whole life being so big. And if you're a bigger person, you probably know this. You don't have to be like morbidly obese, but when you're a certain size, you're like, oh man, you don't enjoy yourself as much. Like you won't take your shirt off or you won't go somewhere because like our company, they want to take us to an amusement park soon. You guys know that? Like we have to reschedule it, but I'm honestly thinking of a way to like call in sick that day. I'm dead serious.
Why?
Because I'm so afraid, Liv, I'm not going to fit on the dang roller coaster.
Oh.
And it's like that. Like, who would want to miss out when your company's paying for you to go to an amusement park?
Right.
That's hella awesome. But I'm like, I regret that. And then the other thing I do, and I can't beat myself up for it, I wish, because you never know the last time you'll talk to a loved one before they die. If they did, we'd all spend a bunch of time talking to them.
Uh-huh.
We'd have no regret. I wish I would have talked to my dad longer before he passed away. I said, hey, man, I'm gonna have to talk to you tomorrow because it was like a Friday. You know how we all want to get out of work. He called me just to see what's going on, what your weekend plans were, because I was going to come back into town. I lived on one side of Michigan. I was going back to the other when I first started in radio. And I told him, I'm like, hey, I'm busy. I'll call you back. And then he passed away that night.
Oh, that's so sad.
I'm like, dang it. So going back, I wish I would have talked to him. Even if we just were shooting the stuff about something stupid, like mm-hmm. talking sports or just anything for like 2 more minutes. Oh, my gosh. But that's, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. But
right.
Those are some of our biggest things. Hey, if you got something, why don't you hit us up and maybe send us a DM on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, or tweet us. And let us know, maybe you're one of the 4 out of 10 adults that have a life regret, what it is. And we could share that with other people. So hopefully they don't have that same problem. It's Radio Now AM Show.